This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This draft for the franchise is way up there on the list of the most important drafts in the history of this organization. They've got 9 total picks, 6 in the top 100 of the draft. They have, of course, number 2 overall. They have 2 in the second round. They've got their own, and they've got number 40, the pick that they got from the Bears for Montez Sweat. They've got 3 in the third round, number 67 overall, their own pick, number 78, which they got back from the Seahawks as part of the deal for Sam Howell, and number 100, the last pick in the third round, which was the 49er compensatory third round pick that they sent to Washington for Chase Young. They have 2 fifth rounders and they've got a 7th rounder as well. I want to point something out that I was reading over the weekend a bunch about the draft last night in particular. One of the things that's become very clear, and maybe many of you already understand this, but I think it should be instructive in terms of how the team approaches not only this draft, but potentially how they handle some of their picks with respect to next year's draft. Meaning that because of NIL and because of the opportunity that COVID presented with that extra year, the day 3 picks in this draft, many people believe will be light, that it's not going to be a very strong back part of the draft on Saturday, rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7, because there are roughly 75 to as many as 150 players, depending on who you've read about this subject, that would have been draftable players that are back in college because of NIL money. So that's something to keep in mind. It's great that Washington has 6 in the top 100 because this draft after number 100, which ends the third round, may not be, at least going in, and we know that, you know, nobody knows anything about this draft, but it has been perceived as a draft that on the back end will be without players in the draft that should have been in the draft or would have been in the draft without the COVID year and without NIL money. Does that mean that Washington will be active in trying to trade up into the draft, into the first round to get a pass rusher or left tackle after they've taken the quarterback? It makes some sense, but, you know, a couple of things have to happen, right? There has to be a willing trade partner. You just don't get to pick the spot and say, hey, we want to trade to number 25. So here's what we're offering. We're giving you the value between, you know, 30. No, you got to have a willing trade partner. You also aren't going to do that unless there's an obvious reason based on your draft board for trading up. It's got to be a player that they absolutely love, that they absolutely want, that they have rated much higher than the others that they believe they would get early in the second round at number 36. There's also, and I mentioned this last week, a not-so-obvious reason for trading up. When you have 6 picks in the first 3 rounds, if you get it right on the majority of them, and typically, you know, 35 to 40% is a good hit rate, not the majority of picks, but because they're all in the top 3 rounds, you probably have a slightly better chance maybe of hitting than you do on 4th, 5th, and 6th rounders. But you could potentially, let's just say if you hit on four of the six and they became significant contributors during their first contract, well, you would have potentially a lot of second contracts hitting at the same time. It is future planning, but having five players picked in the first three rounds, giving up perhaps two picks to move up into the first round, is it's a concession to the idea that we don't want to get stuck in 2028 of having to re-up on four or five players that we drafted in 2024. Now, that would be a good problem, of course. It's interesting, though, about, and we'll talk to Ben will be on the show at 12 noon. You'll hear from John Keim on the show. Emery Hunt, who is an NFL and draft guy for CBS Sports, will be on the show today. We'll talk about some of those late first round scenarios and, you know, who they'd be targeting. You know, certainly tackle seems like an obvious one. Pass rusher could be, a target at the end of the first round, right? Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury gets his quarterback and Dan Quinn gets his pass rusher, both in the first round. But man, this is one of the most important drafts in team history. New regime, a fresh chance being given by fans who have been fans, but also people who used to call themselves fans who are now, you know, more interested than they've been in many years because Dan is gone and there's a new regime in. And they have so many needs in an absolute perfect storm of cap space and draft capital to, you know, address a lot of those needs. But, of course, the biggest need is quarterback. They haven't had one since you-know-who left back in 2017, after the 2017 season. And I want to get to a couple of the things that I was not here on Thursday and Friday to discuss because it got a little bit, as Keim told me yesterday, used the term noisy on Thursday and Friday in the wake of the top 30 visits that had 20 or so coming together at the same time, including four quarterbacks. I'll get to my thoughts on Jaden Daniels, the agent, with some of the tweets or liking of tweets, what Adam Schefter said over the weekend, what Jeremy Fowler said over the weekend, what Ralph Vacchione from Fox Sports said over the weekend. And guess what? Jaden Daniels spoke over the weekend on a podcast with Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Chad Ochocinco, and Shannon Sharp. You'll hear some of what he said as well. We'll get to that and a lot more next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.